Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Basketball on AM 1590 WAIK. I'm Logan Sell, joined tonight by Jimmy Carr for Hillsburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. The Silver Streaks travel to East Moline this evening, taking on the United Township Panthers here in the United Township Girls Gymnasium. Well, folks, this is the Office Specialist pregame show. First time with you in the week. It's been a week since the last Galesburg game, unfortunately dropping that contest to Rocky 53-36, your final, to then number 7 in 4A Rock Island. The Streaks, the Rocks have moved up one in the rankings since then. Just a game where, Jimmy, when you look back at it, Rock Island's defensive pressure really took the Streaks out of what they wanted to do.
Well, it did, and I'm sure that the coach, Coach Walker, and heard about it, probably seen some films, and the Streaks will face that. They feel our Achilles heel to keep us from scoring. We're a high-powered team, averaging almost 70 points a ball game. Boy, Rock Island stuck it to us pretty good, and we'll see. And you and I were talking off the air how we will bounce back. Talking to some of the girls, they seem very relaxed and let that game out, take that game away from them and start thinking about the rest of the season. And I think that if they can do that, they'll be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and you know, you take a look at this United Township team. The Streaks met them early in the season back in November, beat them up pretty good, 71-44. But really since that time, 7 straight wins for the Panthers, including a couple big ones over Allman and Rockridge last week. They won the Dixon Holiday Tournament. They really found something midway through this season, and they've been riding it ever since.
Oh, they got it going. This is a team that I thought was going to be pretty good anyway. They got a lot of athleticism with their ball club. They got 2 fine players in May and Harris, and yet they didn't put it together. But you went 7 in a row now, and it's seeing Coach Walker, you'll hear her a little later, talk about the fact that her team now is playing better. They're more familiar with one another. And she thinks the best is yet to come.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and step away for a moment here on the Office Specialist pregame show. We'll come back. Jimmy had a chance to talk with Kerry Walker, head coach of the United Township Panthers. We'll play that for you coming up just a moment on AM 1590 WAIK. AM 1590 WAIK and streaming online 1590WAIK.com. Galesburg High School Basketball. The Silver Streak girls take on the United Township Panthers tonight up here in East Moline. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Jimmy Carr on the Office Specialist pregame show. Just heard our coaches' interviews as I spoke with Evan Massey, and Jimmy talked with Kerry Walker, head coach of the UT Panthers. What was your initial takeaway from talking with Coach Walker, Jimmy?
A coach that is very proud of the team, and a coach that now feels a lot different than we faced her in Galesburg. She feels that this ball club she has now can compete with anyone in the Western Big Six. You can just see that. I heard her talking to her kids. Harris was one, and I can't remember. I think it was Maybeth, the other one, when they were going into her office. And she is so pumped up with this ball club. And you can see why. They won 7 games in a row. They're playing some good basketball now. So I think she's got her team and herself with a lot of confidence now.
Well, that's, great to see, although if you're a Silver Streak fan or wearing that black from the Silver Streaks tonight, maybe it's not so great to see. You got to put game number 1 behind you and focus on this United Township team. We keep saying it. They're a different squad.
Yep. And we got to make sure that we have our game in order. Before we go on, fans, our sophomores won 44-40 tonight, but they should have won by a lot more than that. They had an 18-point lead going into the fourth, and they chipped away, and they scored the last basket. UT did. Our sophomores go 8-5 now and 3-3 in the Big Six. But I'm sure Coach Luck is giving them a little talking to.
Well, if you remember, it was United Township earlier in the year where the Galesburg sophomores had a 20-point lead, and the UT came back, tied it up late in the game. Galesburg went on to win by 1, finaling that one really tight. As it just seems that this UT sophomore team is able to rally.
Yep, they just don't quit, and they take shots that the way they shot the ball in the first half, you think, there's no way they will ever make a shot from outside. And then in the fourth quarter, late in third and in the fourth quarter, they start hitting those threes and shooting a lot out of there.
Well, this is the Office Specialist pregame show with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee. Office Specialist providing solutions for your business online at osi.biz. I'm Logan Self, joined by Jenny Carr here from United Township Girls Gymnasium of the Panthers and the Silver Streaks coming up in just a moment. Let's take a look around the Western Big Six tonight. The Alleman Pioneers hit the road. They're down to Quincy to take on the Blue Devils. And Quincy, of course, snapping their 26-game conference losing streak last week as they knocked off Moline at home. An upset not a lot of people saw coming.
No, if you had to pick an upset for Quincy, you'd say, well, they may beat all of them. But certainly you wouldn't think that. I'm sure Coach Ford had some sleepless nights on that one.
And then the other Western Big Six game, Rock Island on the road over to Warden Fieldhouse, taking on the Moline Maroons. A big matchup over at Warden. Take a look at your conference standings. 4A, number 6, Rock Island, 5-0 in conference play. Galesburg right behind them. They are ranked number 4 in the latest Class 3A poll, dropping two spots since last week's loss at 4-1 in the Western Big Six. United Township, 3-3 in conference, 10-9 overall. Moline at 2-3 in the conference and 14-9 on the season. Quincy, 1-4 in conference and 5-13 on the year. In Alleman, 8-12 on the season, 1-5 in conference play.
Wow. You know, looking at the Western Big Six, we have, what, three teams ranked, or at least ranked or receiving votes in the Big Six. You know, Rock Island and UT. UT has received, ironically enough, received some votes, and Rock Island, of course, is ranked. And we are now fourth. So that tells you the quality of the Big Six.
Yeah, got some good teams. And, you know, looking for big things in the postseason, of course, a couple of these Western Big Six teams run into each other right off the bat. Rocky and UT and Moline heading in each other's direction. But for Galesburg and for Alleman, you can drop them down to 2A, and even Quincy when they go south to their regional. You just you hope for big things in postseason time.
Well, you sure do. And then the girls' programs end so quick. You look up, and when February rolls around, we're getting close to going into the second season. It really goes by fast once you end of January. So all the schools are pointing, especially schools like Galesburg, is pointing to that second season. Coach Massey won't talk a lot about it, but he knows he's got the kind of a ball club that can make a run. We have the sectional at our place, so we can get out of the regional. That would be a plus, and we could make a little run this year.
Well, let's take a look around the Western Big Six. Just some stats that caught my eye this week. Leading the conference in scoring, of course, Bree Beal from Rock Island, 18.4 points per game. But number 2 in conference scoring, Shaylee Foring. This is in Western Big Six games only. She has 15.4 points per game. Then Jada Humphrey from Quincy right behind at 13 points per game. Jada Harris from UT, 11.8. And Taylor May of UT, 11.3. This is discounting Lexi Gerard of Moline, who's missed the last two conference games with injury. But Harris and May, those are the two players for UT that get it done when they have been on this roll.
Well, they do. You know, Logan, you and I watched Florine. Shayla, you know the way the Western Big Six coaches scout the other team. They know the strength, and they try to combat the strength and explore the weakness in the ball clubs when we're playing. Well, every time Shaylee hits the court in the Big Six, especially, she's a target. And they try to do everything they can to stop her, and yet she's now averaging 15 points a game and playing some darn good basketball. That just tells you about her work ethics and her ability.
And conference rebounding, Shaylee Foring at the top of the list, 8.4 points. Fourth per conference game. Jada Harris on there, too, at fourth with 5.2 to Rome's conference game. Overall free throw percentage, this is for the entire season, with 10-plus attempts. Aisha Churchill of Quincy leads. She's 90%, hits 10 of 11. Jada Harris of UT at 82. She's hit 33 of 40 foul shots. Raina Gulley, number 3, 81%, 53 of 65.
Yeah, well, I expect Rainey to get to shoot that kind of percentage. But in the Big Six, is Kylie, I think one of the Townsville twins, is up there in free throw shooting.
All right.
She hasn't shot many.
All right, folks, we're going to step away for just a moment. We'll come back with your Arby starting lineup and tip-off here from East Moline, United Township and Galesburg, getting set to square off on AM 1590 WAIK. Welcome back to high school basketball on AM 1590 WAIK, part of the Prairie Radio Sports Network. I'm Logan Sell, joined tonight by Jimmy Carr, as the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team gets set to take on United Township Panthers. Let's take a look at your Arby's starting lineups, courtesy of the Galesburg Arby's on Henderson Street. Stop by and enjoy some of the delicious sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat. First, for the home United Township Panthers, starting at a guard, a 5'7 junior, number 13, Maddie Tagg. Another guard, a 5'6 senior, number 33, Taylor May. Your final guard, a 5'10 senior, number 22, Jada Harris. A forward, a 5'8 junior, number 23, Davy Buchanan. And your final forward, a 6-foot sophomore, number 30, Riley O'Brien. United Township comes in at 10-9 and 3-3 in the Western Big Six. They are coached by Terry Walker. Now, for your Galesburg Silver Streak, starting at point guard, a 5'6 junior averaging 10.3 points per game, number 5, Raina Goley. At a guard, a 5'6 junior averaging 10.4 points per game, number 10, Kayla Townsell. Another guard, a 5'6 junior averaging 6.6 points per game, number 4, Kylie Townsell. Your final guard, a 5'5 senior wearing number 14, averaging 11.3 points per game, Lexi Daniels. And down low, wearing number 54, averaging 14.2 points per game on the season, a 6'1 senior, Shaylee Florine. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are 18-1 on the year and 4-1 in the Western Big Six. They are coached by Evan Massey. That's a look at your Arby's starting lineups as we get set to get underway, Jimmy.
Well, you and I were talking about Lexi. Lexi was shut off by Rock Island. But Lexi's got the attitude and the makeup that she can bounce back. So let's hope she can get an early start and maybe run some steps where she can get some good shots.
Florine jumping against O'Brien. Florine wins it. Kayla Townsell comes down with it, streaks down the basketball to start moving right to left on your radio dial. Raina Goley out top as UT settles into their defense, picks up her dribble, now throws it over to Kayla Townsell, left wing, down to Kylie inside, nothing there, she kicks it back out. Raina Goley, top of the key, looking down low, she's going to run something new. She'll throw it over right side for Kylie Townsell, they swing it around Florine, back to Goley on the left wing. Now holding on to the basketball, she'll dribble out top and reset. Freak trying to find an opening in this defense, they run it around left side. Kayla Townsell ball fake, now kicks it over to Goley, right wing. She'll take the three, off the mark, and the long rebound is dragged down by Tad.
UT is starting with his own defense.
Missed three-point field goal for Raina Goley. It's still scoreless here. That pass out of the reach of Taylor May. Lexi Daniels gets the steal. She'll race down to the left corner, now pull out, finds Goley, top of the key. Thinks about the shot, but decides to run an offense and get a set play here. Goley picks up her dribble, and that pass over to Kayla Townsell, deflected out of play by Jada Harris, the 5'10 senior.
Yep, it was not a good pass by Raina. She knows better.
A minute gone by in this one. Goley finds Daniel, extended right wing, looking into the corner. She'll hand it back off to Goley. Now stop. Looking for Florine, posting up. Goley dribbles over to the wing, now finds Kayla Townsell, cross-court pass, driving baseline, holds it up high and is wrapped up as Maddie Tagg and Jada Harris collapsed on her and forced a jump ball.
That's good defense by UT. Using that zone, when Kayla took the ball to the zone, they tied her up.
Panther basketball here, 6:38 to go in the first quarter. Pressure off the inbounds from the Silver Streaks. They push it up to Buchanan. Crosses over into the front court, guarded tightly by Goley. She'll pick it up, hand off to Taylor May, who went off for 18 points against the Streaks last time they met. That pass off the mark. And Goley comes in and swoops it away.
Good defense by the Streaks.
Quickly, Daniels right wing for three. Sinks it. Lexi's hit one already. She knocks it down. It's 3-0 Galesburg.
Well, that's what we want. Get her off to a good start.
Absolutely right. As the Silver Streaks hold the first punch in this one. 3-0 they lead. May crossing over, driving left side. And is fouled on her attempt for the layup. Way off the mark that time.
Yeah. I think they're going to get caught. Raina will get caught reaching in.
It's going to be two shots for Taylor May, who I believe is a 77% free throw shooter on the season. That foul is on Goley, her first. team first. Off the mark for May on the first one.
May was backing up when she released the ball at the free throw line.
This UT team is the leading free throw shooting team in the Western Big Six at 66.7%. That rebound no good. UT fights for it, but Buchanan can't save it out of bounds at Galesburg basketball. Galesburg actually comes in number three on the list at 65.2. Holloman right in there, too, 66.3. All right, 3-0 Galesburg, 2 minutes gone by. Florine, top the key, hands off to Kayla Townsend, left wing. She'll dribble out top, finds Lexi Daniels on the wing. Daniels back to Kayla, steps in, looks for maybe a shot. She'll throw back for Daniels. Florine posting up, and they're going to get a foul underneath on O'Brien. And that's something to watch, folks. Riley O'Brien at 6 foot, also Allie Gates at 6 foot. They each got into foul trouble against Shaylee Florine down low the last time these two teams met.
And you could see O'Brien really leaning on Shaylee.
Quick inbound, Kylie Townsend puts up the shot, and she's fouled. I think they're going to get Harris that time, and she took a swat at it.
I think Kylie surprised him. The smallest one of the two, but she went in between them. Good timing, got the ball, and went back up, and they fouled her.
Foul on Harris, her first, team second. Kylie Townsend heads in, first free throw, no good. She's a 68% shooter this year. That one off the mark.
Yeah, that surprised me with her mechanic, but she gets the job done.
Second free throw, back iron, no good. Rebound, fought for, and good Kylie job. Rips it away from tag. Daniels, a quick three, left side, no good. And rebound taken by Kayla Townsend underneath. She's blocked that time and can't put it home. Racing back the other way. May out of control. Throws it to Buchanan, it's through her arms. Davy saves it off of Kylie Townsend. Nice play from Damiana Buchanan.
Yes, it was. Buchanan, not a bad player at all. A good hustle by Kayla Townsend to knock that ball away going down court.
May inbounds it to Harris. Jada Harris on top, hands it back to Taylor May. May, the senior, driving right side, kicks it over to Tag. Shot fake in the corner, and she'll dribble out of there, guarded tightly by Daniels. Hands it back off to May. 5:10 to go, first quarter. May dribbles right side. Kayla Townsend with some ball pressure there. They're trying to feed it down low for O'Brien. Nice denial by Shaylee Florine, and the Streaks have it.
Good defense by Shaylee.
Goalie pushing the tempo somewhat, pulls out on the right wing. Now she'll pick up her dribble, finds Daniels in the corner. They move it around. High post, Florine short on the shot attempt, and Kylie Townsend can't hang on to the rebound. I think Shaylee was a little surprised at how open she was sitting from about 8 foot out.
Yeah, because she didn't have a good release. She didn't release with the confidence we know she's got.
And Emily Miner and Kaylin Boyston check in for the first time after a turnover by United Township. Boyston, the 5'5 senior. Miner, the 5'11 sophomore. Florine's going to sit down, and so is Kayla Townsend. Right wing, they go to Daniels. Back out top for goalie. She'll take a dribble, bounces it over to Boydston on the left wing. Tries to go high post for Kylie. It's knocked away. Goalie has it. Reyna into the left corner for Boydston. Score pass. Daniels on the wing. Lobs it down to Miner. Takes a dribble. Tough shot. The angle no good. Daniels can't get the rebound. Boydston does. She's stuffed that time by Harris. And the rebound goes to United Township.
Good hustle by Kayla. Great hustle by Kayla.
Boydston knocks it away, and it's going to go off of her. Alas, as she was the wolf coming in behind Taylor May. Although she and Tag got tangled up, it goes off. Boydston's going to stay with United Township. That lob into Buchanan, going right block, puts up a tough shot, and Davy Buchanan gets it to fall with Miner right in her face.
Boy, she showed great body control, made a good shot.
4 minutes gone by this first quarter, 3-2 Galesburg lead. Kylie Townsend swings it to Reyna Goalie, left side. She'll dribble to her right, finds Daniels, right wing. Looking down low, passes back outside for goalie. Goalie to Kylie Townsend on the right blocker, shot no good, and a foul on the rebound attempt is going to go on Kylie Townsend.
Kylie was trying to fight for position there and just couldn't get it. She's given up some height in there that we know how well she can jump, but so can these kids from UT, and they're making it tough for Kylie to get comfortable inside.
Kylie a little frustrated, been blocked a couple times tonight. Kayla and Shaylee Florine check in. Daniels and Kylie sit down. May gets away with the walk. Harris going to take the three. Knocks it down.
Boy, Harris has been around for a while in the Big Six, and she's just getting better and better.
5-3. United Township has their first lead in this one. 3:24 to go. Goalie out top. Gets a screen from Miner. Driving to the right block. Is blocked by O'Brien. And now UT on the fast break tag. Right block layup good for Matty Pegg.
Yep. Good spot they put on Reyna. Reyna was a little surprised. She had that drive. But boy, they're really collapsing and denying access to the basket.
3 minutes to go. First quarter, 7-3 now, a four-point lead. Miner driving right baseline, gets underneath and throws it out top. Reyna saves it before it crosses the timeline. Gully going to set up something new here. Gets the screen from Miner, driving right side, stops, kicks it over to Kayla Townsend in the corner. In and out, no good. Florine gets the offensive board, brings it down low, and she's fouled, going up by Thad.
Good job by Shaley. Got the ball, got control of it, took it up, and they fouled her hard.
Florine will head to the charity stripe. She had 24 the first time these two teams met. That was her first attempt. And she'll head to the free throw line. That's 72% charity stripe shooter.
Now, don't think Coach Walker used that collapsing zone like she's using here tonight against Shaley.
First free throw good for Florine. I think you're right. They played kind of more of a traditional zone that first time, but they're really collapsing hard in the paint this time around. A couple substitutions as Brittany LaFontaine comes in, the 5'11 junior. O'Brien's going to take a seat. Also in there, well, I'll see when they maneuver some. Florine knocks down the second free throw. 7-5 is our score. May's going to bring it right side. Pulls up on the wing, gets a screen from LaFontaine, drags her foot to travel. Yeah, they call this one.
Yeah, Kaylee was right there on her and caused her to travel. We've got to move the ball a little quicker against the zone. If we do, that will free up Lexi, but we're waiting for the zone to shift, and then that ties us up.
Florine, quick pick to Daniels, right corner, three, no good. And that rebound dragged down by Harris. It was Kylie Townsend and Daniels getting back into the game. LaFontaine finds tag in the corner, but Daniels recovers. Harris with a quick three herself, knocks it down right side. She has two.
Harris is way out there and letting it fly and hit nothing but net.
24-footer, 10-5 your score. Kayla Townsend out top, dribbles to her right, goes into the paint, and that shot is blocked by May. They're going to say she got a piece of the hand, though. It's going to be her first team fourth.
Well, they fouled her that time, but boy, they're doing a good job in collapsing and denying our drive. And you shouldn't be able to drive against the zone. That's why you use it.
Kayla Townsend heads to the free throw line, in and out on the first one. That went three-quarters of the way down before it was split back out. She's a 51% free throw shooter.
Yeah, she should be better because she's got good mechanics. Just not making them. Need to take her time a little more. That's better.
Knocks down the second. 10-6 our score. Pressure off the inbounds. Camarillo comes in for May. Buchanan travels with it.
Huh.
She drug her foot. They didn't call it. And then she took off and they called it, Jimmy.
Yeah, I missed that. You were shuffling her foot and didn't call it. Well, that's a makeup.
1:59 to go. First quarter, 10-6, UT lead. Here's that zone defense once again from the Panthers. Plays so well, running a set for Kayla Townsend in the corner. It's not there. Goalie going to drive. Tries to feed Kylie down low. It's knocked away by Harris. Going to stay with Galesburg underneath.
That's a tough. It's been a tough pass and a tough ball for Kylie to handle.
Daniels open in the corner, lets one fly. It's short. The rebound is fought for. Buchanan comes up with it. She loses the handle, though, and has to slow down. Kicks it over to Tag. Open right corner. She'll take the three. High arching shot. No good. Rebound underneath by Kylie Council. She is pressured and a foul on UT.
Nice rebound by Kylie, and then she was fouled.
Needed a little help underneath, but she was able to avoid the double team long enough and draw a foul on Buchanan, her first team fifth. 1:33 left in this first quarter. 10-6, the score remains. UT with a four-point edge. Goalie over to the right side for Daniels. Back out top goalie. They swing it to left side. Kayla Council into the corner. Daniels finds Florine all low with the block. Shaley knocks it home.
That's a nice play to give Shaley the layup.
Nice assist from Daniels on that one. 10-8. Harris driving to her left, stops and pops a three-pointer, and that one misses everything. Maybe a little bit of a block, and Daniels gets the rebound. Alexi hands off to Reyna Gulley, driving into the front court. 1 minute to play. Gulley, top of the key, heads to her right side, going to run a play here. Finds Kayla Townsend on the left wing, over to Daniels in the corner. Daniels back to Kayla. She'll take a dribble. Looks down low, finds Kylie all alone. Her shot no good, but she was fouled that time by Brittany LaFontaine. And she'll head back to the charity stripe.
Well, it's okay. They can make this. But what they have to do is move it quick. And that time they had Lexi in the corner open, but they couldn't get her the ball. They didn't see her.
Kylie Townsend knocks home her first. She's now 1-for-3. Kaylin Boydston will check in. Raina Gulley is going to get 48 seconds of rest here at the end of the first quarter. That's maybe the most she gets in a game like this.
Yeah, Coach Massey has changed his rotation, for he's leaving Raina on the court a lot longer.
Full court pressure off the inbounds after Kylie made both. They find Buchanan. She gets across half court. Spin move on the wing, and she loses it now. Swings it to Camarillo. Driving right side. Runs into Florine. Finds LaFontaine. Tough shot. No good. It goes all the way in and then back out. Buchanan saves it, but throws it back too far, as that's going to be an over and back. As really, Debbie Buchanan showing off a cannon that time. And she's diving out of bounds, tried to save the fastball, but threw it over everyone's head.
She sure did. Buchanan's playing pretty good basketball here tonight.
Streaks inbounding. Throw it to Boydston out top with 30 seconds left. Daniels to Florine in the corner. To the right wing for Boydston. Back to Daniels, right corner. Nothing there. They'll go back to wing for Boydston. Extended right block, Florine. Spin move in the post. The shot too hard, but the rebound by Boydston going up off the glass. No good. Another board by Florine underneath. That one blocked. And another offensive rebound by Boydston. Thrown to Daniels. 9 seconds to go. They got to run something here. 7 seconds. Boydston, right side, looking for Daniels. Finds Kayla Townsend. 3 seconds, running into the lane. The runner is good off the glass. And that's how the first quarter ends. The streaks up 12-10 as Kayla Townsend maybe gets away with a little bit of a walk, but she knocks home the runner at the buzzer.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by the athleticism of the Twins. That was strictly an athletic move. There's probably maybe a little travel there, but either way, she had enough athleticism to get that ball away. A real good move by Kayla and a good attempt. We waited a little too long. We were looking for Lexi, but we couldn't find her, and then Kayla took it on her own, which she should have, to make that shot attempt, and she made it.
All right, folks, first quarter is over. We're keeping it here. 12-10, Galesburg holds a two-point advantage as we head into our second frame. The Silver Streaks had a hard time there against this UT zone, but they're able to get some nice shots to fall. They're led in scoring in that first quarter by Shaylee Florine with 4.
Yeah, and still, I'm harping on it. If they move it quicker, they can get Lexi some open shots. Lexi had a few shots that she had a hand up and she had to rush it. She did hit one, though, and I think she can have a good shooting night if we move the ball quicker.
Streaks with 9 rebounds in that first quarter, 7 of them on the offensive end. Darters back out there for the Silver Streaks. Kayla Townsend, right corner, throws it back out top for Gulley. It is Galesburg basketball once again to start. In their road black, QT in the home whites with orange trim. Gulley left wing, he'll dribble out top and run something new. 12-10, Galesburg leads it here in the second quarter. Out top, Daniels. She'll kick it left wing for Gulley. Looking high post, not there. Back to Daniels, all alone, top of the key. And that one gets a shooter's roll. It drops in good.
But that's it. That's it. Move the ball quick enough to give her that shot.
Harris in the backcourt now gets a screen. Guarded tightly by Kayla Townsend. She'll dribble to the left wing, kicks another screen, tosses it up for O'Brien back in the game. She gets a handle on it, but it's a little out of control. Tosses it back to Harris. No good. And Daniels another rebound. Her second.
Good job on the board by the streak.
Raina Gulley, right wing, lobs it down to Florine on the block. She is triple teamed. Still goes up strong, fouled by O'Brien, and she'll head to the line.
Well, that's just a good muscle move by Shaylee. She just showed her strength that time, taking the ball to the basket.
Second foul on Riley O'Brien, team 7. Florine hits back to the line. She's 2-of-2 there this evening.
I don't think O'Brien will be able to stay up with Shaylee, leaving her in with the 2 fouls.
Maddie Tagg's going to check out. Alexis Coleman, the 5'3 junior, comes in her stead. Florine, the back end, is up and good. She's 4-of-4. Pressure off the inbound. The streaks knock it away. Kayla Townsend in there. It's knocked away that time by May, but Gulley comes up with it. Raina, nice feed. Kylie Townsend alone, left block, and she puts it home.
Oh, great luck by Raina. Leaves the whole court. Real nice pass, and we finish.
Streaks with a 7-0 run to start the second. That pass thrown away. They had O'Brien as they broke the press. The Buchanan couldn't quite connect in Galesburg basketball.
They're on our way now. Now we just got to keep it going. You get them down, you keep them there.
19-10 your score. 6:35 remaining in this first half. Gulley has an out top. They're looking for the high post. They go to Daniels in the right corner. Daniels' pass is deflected by Mankle. He gets it back, driving baseline, runs it up. The runner no good. Nice rebound that time by Buchanan, skying up there and ripping it down.
It was a tough shot, but I thought Rainey had made it.
Coleman has it, right wing, guarded by Daniels. Gets a couple of screens, says she's going to run it to the corner. Pull up, now looking baseline. Ooh, almost walks within. That pass is just knocked away and stolen by Daniels. Lexi getting in there and bothering Coleman. Daniels brings it down to the right wing, now tosses it out top for Goley. They kick it left corner. Kayla Townsend for three. In and out. No good. Nice board by Florine. Puts it back up, and she is fouled. Harris, a little frustrated with that one.
Yeah, she is. But, boy, Kayla, she's a little frustrated. She was wanting the ball and waiting for it. She got it, and the ball went all the way down and came back out. Just a tough luck on that shot.
A foul on Harris. That's her second. Team 8 says Shaylee knocks home another free throw.
Yeah, Shaylee's got her stroke back at the line now. Really looks good shooting the ball.
20-10 your score. Bending the back end here from Florine. She puts it home. Good to see that. Pressure off the inbounds. 21-10. May looking for the long pass to Coleman in the front court. They have numbers now. She kicks it to Buchanan. Quick shot. A little 15-footer is good for Davy Buchanan.
Well, it shows their athleticism. They can do a lot of things on the court.
That ends the run, but Galesburg still leads 21-12. Daniels throws it high post for Kylie Townsell. In trouble, off the glass, no good, and O'Brien hauls down a rebound.
Yeah, Kylie forced that one up there.
May racing to the right side is guarded by Kayla Townsell. She'll cross over, kicks it high post for O'Brien. O'Brien, with pressure in her face, throws it back to May, gets a screen, driving to her left. May has that ball knocked away and stolen by Kylie Townsell, swooping in there. Upside defense, she races down. The layup herself is blocked by Buchanan. Some contact, no call. Coach Massey up in arms about that one, and a timeout called by Coach Walker.
Oh, great steal by Kylie, and took it down, did what she should have done. Stopped, went up with the defense. Defense fouled her, and no call.
5:06 left in the second quarter, 21-12 your score. The Galesburg Silver Streak on top by 9 right now against this United Township Panther squad. It's a Tinkham's Electric timeout by Coach Walker. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric today, 335-3034. I'm Logan Self, joined by Jimmy Carr here from United Township High School.
Well, our defense is what got us that 7-0 run and then 9-0 run. And until they scored, it's been our defense all the way. We're putting a lot of pressure on, making them turn the ball over. And except for them hitting a couple of big shots, we would really be in command.
May driving to the left, gets a screen, pulls up, throws it to Buchanan, left wing. Crosses over, has it knocked away by goalie, but they come up with it. LaFontaine back in there. The shot no good from Buchanan. Kylie Council gets a rebound, just throws it away. Raina Goley saves it, has a player run right over, and jump ball called. Coach Massey calling for a timeout, but nothing doing.
Well, we didn't need it. Jump ball is a possession arrow. Yeah, points to them. I thought it was our possession arrow.
Raina Goley had two players collapse on her. She gets up fine. Just a hard play, folks. Players diamond for the basketball. Buchanan in the backcourt. We'll bring it up herself to the right wing. Going baseline around Florine. Tough shot. That's blocked by Shaylee. The rebound saved by Florine, and Daniels gets it.
Good block by Shaylee, and a great save.
Do you give that a rebound to Shaylee or not? As Raina is fouled by May, gets up a little slow this time. She hit the ground several times in a row.
Yeah, and she came down a little tough on that ankle. And limping a little bit, but I think she's going to be okay.
Going to be the second foul on May, team ninth, so a 1-1 upcoming for Raina Goley. Florine and Kayla Townsell sit down. Minert and Boydston come back in.
That's their 19th foul. We've committed two.
4:33 remaining second quarter. Goley knocks home the front end. I love to see that when a player goes down a little hard with the contact, it gets right up and knocks home the free throw.
Yeah, and that can be tough a lot of times. You don't sell yourself. You just put it up there and not with good form. That time, boy, Raina's at the line. It looks like she just can't miss.
Second free throw for Goley. Good. She's got 2 points. 23-12 your score. Camarillo checks in for May for the Panthers. In the backcourt tag. Pressured by Daniels. Brings it to the corner. Now throws it out top for LaFontaine, who walks with it several times. That one's hard.
She's laughing herself.
Hard to explain,
but yeah, that's out there. She thought she had a teammate open. She wasn't open, so she just came down with the ball.
23-12, 4:20 left to go here in the first half. That's why coaches tell you never jump to try and pass. Don't jump pass. 23-12. It's Galesburg basketball. Boydston hits Kylie underneath. Can't get it. But Minert with a nice offensive board. And then a 3 second in the lane violation on Kylie Townsell.
Yep. She and Viner both got down low trying to make sure they get position to rebound, and they got caught in the lane.
Once again, pressure off the inbound. O'Brien was free for a moment. Boydston, he's called for the tie-up. They left that one arm in there for a long time like it was going to be a foul, but a jump ball is called. It's a correct call. Caleb Boydston right in there.
Defense by Caleb.
Immediately. Camarillo just brought it down a little too low. Can't do that. Kayla Townsell, Shaylee Florine check in. Daniels and Kylie sit down. 4:04 to go in the second quarter, 23-12. Boydston will inbound. She'll toss it out top for Kayla Townsell. Driving to the right into the lane. Foul hard, and she'll head to the line. I think they're going to get LaFontaine on that one.
Boy, Kayla has no fear in taking the ball to the basket. Knowing she's going to get fouled, now knocked down. But boy, she takes it to the basket with her head up, looking for that shot.
Foul on Brittany LaFontaine, her second. First free throw good from Kayla Townsell. Team 10th, so double bonus from here on out. And the Panthers have four players with two fouls apiece. Second free throw good from Kayla. Knocks him down, no trouble. Harris checks back in. Buchanan's going to get a breather. Danny Buchanan has 4 points tonight. He played pretty well for the Panthers.
Yeah, I thought Buchanan did a pretty good job tonight.
O'Brien inbounds it to Harris in the backcourt. Kayla Townsell with the pressure. Under four to go in this first half. Harris has to get it across half court. She loses her dribble. It's kind of shoved back into the backcourt by Kayla Townsell. No call. They'll throw it to O'Brien. Gets past Florine. She is fouled on the way up. Shot no good, but she'll head to the free throw line.
Well, that play was made by Harris. she's pretty clever.
Riley O'Brien, the 6-foot sophomore, heads to the free throw line. That foul is going to be called on Kaylin Boydston, her first. Team third, off the back iron, no good on the first free throw. Well, I mentioned that the Panthers are a good free throw shooting team. Well, they're 0 for 3 so far tonight.
And boy, I haven't seen one at the line with some good form. Well, that one with nothing but net. So.
O'Brien knocked it home. 25-14, yeah. 12-point Galesburg lead with 3:40 remaining in the first half. Kylie Townsell throws it to Kaylin Boydston. The left wing, they go for goalie. Looking down low, it's not there. She'll bring it out top herself. Dribble to her right. Heads over towards the wing. Now throws it top to keep Boydston. And back a bounce pass to goalie. She'll take a three on the wing. In and out, no good. Tariq just can't get those long balls to fall too often. Camarillo gets the board.
And it's coming out long. Every long shot is coming out long.
LaFontaine, left wing. She'll dribble down into the corner. Now back out. Has it knocked away by Kayla Townsell. Camarillo comes up with it. Founder Camarillo, very quick player. Crosses over Boydston, driving to her right. Looking down low, throws it right to Florine. Shaylee read that well.
Yeah, sure did. Anticipate where the pass is going and get in the way.
Goalie out top. A travel that time on one of the Townsells. I believe that's Kylie. Kayla. Just kind of shuffled her feet when she got to fall on the wing.
Yep. She didn't started traveling before she passed.
Buchanan checks in. Camarillo is going to take a seat. 2:56 to go here in the first half. Pressure once again. They inbound to Buchanan, guarded by Boydston. And they're going to get a hand check on Kayla.
Yep, on the floor.
Her second, team fourth. As Buchanan quick out there. Boydston right with her. Just had a hand resting on her. Quick three from Tag as an air ball, but a nice board by Buchanan. Back up and good.
Nice board, nice move.
Did a little spin move, and Boydston completely lost her for a moment. Goalie, top of the key. Gets a screen from Miner. Racing right side, has it knocked away by O'Brien, and O'Brien comes up with the steal.
Yeah, Raina will have to run a lap on that one. You can't dribble the ball into that zone like that.
Jada Harris taps the key, swings it to Buchanan, left side. She'll take a dribble, looking underneath the tag, get it to her. She can't handle it. She'll go up, though, and knock it home with Florine right in her face.
Yeah, just went up and over. She probably get fouled. Now Coach Massey wants a timeout.
A Tinkham's electric timeout with 2:15 to go, 25-17. UT battling back here, making a bit of a run. It was 25-12 just a moment ago. Now it's 25-17.
Well, we made some boo-boos that we shouldn't be making. Rainer was taking the ball to the basket into the zone. It's a pretty good zone. What they're doing is we can get the outside shot, but they're really doing a good job of denying that drive to the basket, and yet we've had so much success with that move. We still are trying it tonight, and it's getting us into a little into some trouble. And by the same token, they're coming down and relaxed enough to throw it up there, and it goes in.
Well, that's the Tinkham Electric timeout. Stick around for the Watsontown and Sear Home and Crematory halftime show. We'll take a look at your Subway scoreboard on that as well and break down the first half of action. 2:10 to go. Risky pass. Kayla Townsend-Gims comes down with it. Finds Daniels right corner all alone. Is short that time. Long rebound loose on the ground as Buchanan is able to get it out of there. Now a two-on-two situation. O'Brien somewhat out of control. Races up. The layup is good, though.
Yeah, a good move. O'Brien, they don't pass a lot. Everything's an individual move when they take the ball to the basket.
Goalie taps the key. Swings it to Florine. Left wing for Kayla Townsend. Dribbles out top. Finds a seam. Kicks it over to goalie in the corner. Pressured by O'Brien. Gets around her. Now she'll head back up top. 1:35 to go in this first half. High post for Florine. They kick it to Kayla Townsend. Back to Kylie down low. And she walks with it. No, second in the lane.
Yeah. They got that time, they got Shealy. And you can't really blame her. She wasn't sure what her teammates were doing. She set up for the get to receive a pass, and they didn't miss her.
25-19 your score as Harris tries to bring him closer. Stops, pops a jump shot. No good. Rebound bounced around. LaFontaine had it, and Kayla Council rips it away and then dribbles out of pressure.
Boy, great job by Kayla.
Kayla brings it up to court herself. Throws it to her sister out of her reach and into the hands of our color commentator, Jimmy Carr, coming down with a steal on that one.
Well, I threw a good pass to Harris, but she fumbled the ball.
107 left to play second quarter. 25-19, and Buchanan gets it, dribbles off of her foot. That was just the presence of goalie. Not with a lot of pressure, but just the presence kind of caused that turnover. It's going to be Galesburg basketball here in the UTN. Trying to make something happen with a minute to go. 6-point lead, 25-19. Florine out top, swings it to goalie. Over to the left, finds Daniels right wing. Looking for Florine, it's not there. Back out top for Reyna. To Kayla Town to left corner. Gets a shot fake, now dribbles in. Little jump shot, no good. And bounce around. Three girls at it. Kayla Townsend finally comes up with her own board.
Good hustle. Nice hustle by Kayla. Went after her own miss. Got it.
Raina Goley driving in is fouled on the floor, and she'll head to the line to shoot two on the double bonus.
Yeah, I think Raina did that because knowing that she'd be fouled. But I don't think she had a good angle to get that shot away.
That foul on Maddie Tagg. First, second. Once again, we're in the double bonus. That is the fifth United Township Panther with two fouls. Checking in for the first time, Allie Gates, the 6-foot senior. Also, Camarillo in there. Harris, O'Brien, and Buchanan stay on the court. 37 seconds remaining. Reyna hit her first, and she hits the back end as well.
She looks like she could sit there all night long and never miss.
Well, she'll check out for a moment. Kaylin Boyston comes in. 27-19. Pressure here off the inbound. Harris looking for Buchanan. Throws it right to Kayla Townsend. Into the corner. Daniels will take the three. It's no good. Long. Kylie Council tips it long to herself and saves it back to Florine. Great job by Kylie.
Great hustle by Kylie.
Hand off to Daniels in the right wing. 20 seconds now. Streaks holding for one shot.
How about that steal by Kayla? Those twins are all over the court.
14 seconds to go now. 8-point lead for the Silver Streaks. 27-19. Daniels throws to Kayla Council. 7 seconds. Kayla Council crossing over. Driving left side is fouled by O'Brien. Going right at her, attacking O'Brien with two fouls, and she is frustrated with that one.
Yeah, so O'Brien didn't think she fouled at that time, and I don't know about that either. They really had cut it off. Kayla had no seam there. She was just kind of forced her way inside and picked the ball up, and they fouled her.
They call that on Camarillo. What a break for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, because O'Brien was there.
Yeah, they call it on Camarillo. It must have been a reach-in. Kayla knocks home the first. Second one, no good. Rebound tips around. O'Brien had it. Oh, and they're going to call a quick foul on Kylie Townsend.
Yeah. Well, it won't hurt. It was a nice hustle on Kylie, and that's only our 15th foul with 2.3 seconds to go.
Well, they call it on Kayla. Man, I'm just doing all sorts of bad here on the sound calls. 2.3 seconds remaining, 28-19. UT has to inbound it, get a quick shot. Camarillo inbounding to a new player out there who does not get a shot up in time. That was Brandy LaFontaine, the freshman, who dribbles down and doesn't put one up. And that's how the first half ends. 28-19 is your score. Galesburg with a 9-point edge as we head to the break, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a good second quarter. Needless to say, by these streaks as they scored 16 points in that second quarter, outscoring UT 16-9. But we still didn't have the quarter or didn't play like we know we can play. We did some playing turnovers that I'm sure Coach Mass does not like. We let them get back a little bit into the game. When we looked like we had an 11-point run, a 9-point run, and then they scored a couple of baskets, and then we had a 7-point run, and then we kind of let them back in it again. And then toward the last minute is where we got our 9-point lead. But could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse. And then, as this is a different, we knew this, a different UT ball club than we saw in Galesburg. They got a lot of athleticism. Coach Walker's got them playing a lot better. The only problem they have is still individual stuff instead of team stuff. We're so used to seeing a Massey team, it's a team. Well, with UT, it's an individual, and that's what's hurting them. Harris is as good as it gets, but she does everything with an individual stuff and does not involve a team enough. Buchanan is somewhat the same. And this shows you how we can appreciate the way we play and Coach Masson's ball club plays, because they play as a team, and it showed here tonight.
All right, we're going to step away in just a moment. We'll come right back with your Watson Thomas, your home and crematory halftime show. Your score at the break. The Galesburg girls lead United Township 28-19 on AM 1590 WAIK. Welcome back to high school basketball on AM 1590 WAIK. And 1590WAIK.com. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Jimmy Carr here from the United Township Girls Gymnasium. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the host United Township Panthers 28-19 at the half. This is the Watson Thomas Hero Home and Crematory halftime show celebrating life's legacy. Well, Jimmy, taking a look at this thing, Galesburg with a rocky first quarter. They got up to a quick lead, then UT battled back, led 10-6, and Galesburg put in a bucket at the end of that first quarter with a runner from Kayla Townsend. 12-10, they led after 8. Got up to about a 15-point lead, maybe a 13-point lead in that second quarter before UT stormed back, made this close once again, brought it down to within 6. But the Streaks finished strong. They lead by 9 here at the end of 16 minutes, 28-19.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes of the ballgame got us going again. We kind of had a little lull. You're right. After our 13, maybe it was 15-point lead, we started letting it slip away. Turnover here, a turnover there. And the turnovers were offense, where we was trying to penetrate their zone, and it's not there. And then, of course, we missed some shots from outside where the ball comes back long. When you shoot those threes, even Lexi, that ball will come back, most of the time it will come back long, and that's what happened, and then they got the rebound. But I think we're okay. Our press was good. They had some turnovers because of our press. They had some steals individually. The Twins played like they've been playing all year. Good defense, making a shot here and there. Now, they're being denied, both of them, access to the basket off the dribble. And they're going to have to make sure that they don't get caught, trapped, or inside. That's something that they haven't ran across. And Raina knows that. She's had one, but you won't see her do that again, where she tried to take the ball too far inside. She just got to stay outside like she did and penetrate and move the ball to hit the right spots. And when they foul her, that's her 2 points. She's just going to miss right now from the line. I thought Shaley did a heck of a good job inside. You got to remember, they're hanging all over Buchanan and Harris, just really putting some pressure on O'Brien. There's almost, well, she is as tall as Shaley. But yet Shaley just hangs in there, working to get the ball. Sometimes they miss her, I'm sure Coach Mass will talk to him about that. When she gets the ball to her, she can make this thing happen.
Well, let's take a look at some of your stats on this halftime show. Gail Hurd led in scoring by Shaylee Florine. She had 8 points, also had 5 rebounds to go along with that. 6 of 6 from the charity stripe. Also, 6 points for Lexi Daniels with 2 triples. 6 points for Kayla Townsend. 4 for Raina Goley, including 4 of 4 from the line. And 4 points for Kylie Townsend. As a unit, the Streaks have hit 2 3-pointers, better than 0 by last time out against Rock Island. And 16 of 20 from the free throw line in the first half alone. The Streaks committed 5 fouls. Taking a look for the UT Panthers, they're led in scoring 6 points from Jada Harris and 6 points from Davy Buchanan. 4 points for Maddie Tagg, 3 for Riley O'Brien. Taylor May shut out in the first half of action. The UT Panthers knocked in 2 triples from Jada Harris and are just 1 of 4 from the line. They committed 12 first half fouls, and they're in a little bit of foul trouble. They have 5 individuals with 2 fouls. Maddie Tagg, Jada Harris, Riley O'Brien, Taylor May, and Brittany LaFontaine.
Yeah, and 2 of those players, those 2 fouls, May and Harris, although May didn't score, we know she's very capable and she can do other things out there. O'Brien got into foul trouble in Galesburg, and she's trying to guard Shaylee. Even with that zone, it's going to be tough for them to guard us inside.
Well, let's take a look at your Subway scoreboard. Stop by your local Subway in Galesburg today to eat fresh. Around the Western Big 6 tonight, in the third quarter, Alleman leads Quincy 25-20. And at the break, Rock Island leads Moline at halftime 24-9. Those are your Western Big 6 scores on the Subway scoreboard. All right, getting close to the start of the second half of action here. What do the Streaks need to do to go out and take care of business here in the third quarter, Jimmy?
Keep putting that pressure on it. And like what happened to us, we need to do the same thing, and we can. Us against Rock Island, we can do the same thing to UT. In your face type defense, putting a lot of pressure on. Nobody's really in the foul trouble, so we can probably full court press them and make them take them out of their offense and make them play a little helter-skelter. They can do that. They don't run a lot of sets. And once we can take the ball away from them and keep them out of sync, we'll be in good shape.
UT basketball to start. May gets a foul called on the Streaks right away. She walked with it almost all the way down the court. It's UT basketball to start. And a foul called instead, I believe, on Kayla Townsend.
May took a stroll before she got the foul.
And in fact, they called on Lexi Daniels, a quick jumper from Riley O'Brien off the inbound. It was almost an alley-oop style play. It's in and out, no good. And the Streaks basketball goalie's going to take a 3 from the right wing. It's no good. Rebound underneath May with Kylie Council wrapped up with her. And a foul on Kylie.
That may have been out of Raina's range there. She was out way out there.
Second on Kylie Council. Team second here in the first 20 seconds of the second half. Maybe it's just this end.
Full court press.
Streaks going left to right on your radio dial here in the second half. Jada Harris, right wing, crosses over into the high post, throws it down low for O'Brien, blocked by Florine, but a foul called on Shaylee. Too hard body that time.
Yeah, it really was. Shaylee was right with her, but she just got caught leaning in and made some body contact.
So the first foul on Shaylee, third team foul for Galesburg in the first 30 seconds of the second half. Back iron no good for O'Brien. She's now 1 of 3.
Boy, how in the world are they shooting the free throw percentage like they do? With every one of them at the line looks like they really struggle.
Well, Harris says they're a good one.
Yeah, well, she don't struggle at all.
O'Brien back iron no good, and it touches the cable hanging down, so it's out of play. She misses them both. Galesburg basketball. Raina Goley will bring it up the court. 7:28 to go here in the third quarter. Goalie finds Daniels, right wing. Back to Raina. She's looking underneath for a cutting Daniels. It's not there. Throws it left side for Kayla Townsend. Dribbles to her right, guarded by Buchanan. Into the corner, goalie. Lobs it for Kylie Townsend down low. Kicks it back to Kayla. Tap the key for 3. No good. And rebound goes right back to Kayla Townsend.
Oh, she follows her shot. Such a good job following her shot. Kayla knows how to do it.
I have that as the Streaks 13th. Offensive rebound and just a turnover, double dribble on Raina Goley is miscommunication. She thought Kayla Townsend was coming back to get the ball, and she took her cut towards the back door.
Yeah, and then Raina didn't want to throw it away, so she just traveled.
7 minutes remaining here, third quarter. 28-19, each team scoreless so far in the second half. Buchanan brings the ball up the court. Picks up her dribble near the timeline, now throws it to May out top. May gets a screen, driving to the wing, tries to lob it for O'Brien, gets it to her. That was one where I don't think the pass would have been on target, except Goley kind of flipped it higher into the air.
Absolutely. Otherwise, that would have been on target.
Layup good for O'Brien, though, 28-21. Kayla Townsend, left wing, will dribble out top, now throws it to Daniels on the left side. Tosses it down to Florine, back to Kayla. Swung to Goley, right wing. She'll take a three and sinks it.
That's better. That's a good range, and that's the shot that Raina's got to take.
Now one for three from outside. Harris brings the ball up the court. 31-21. Back to a double-digit streaks lead. May, out top, guarded by Kylie Townsend. Gets a screen from Buchanan to the right wing. Now gets another screen. Has the ball knocked away by Kylie. And May comes up with it. Looking underneath, finds O'Brien. O'Brien hands off the tag. Blocked by Florine. Nowhere to go. Gets her own rebound. Stuffed again. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tag.
Good defense by Sheely. That time she kept her body away from the offensive player and made two clean blocks.
31-21 your score. Galesburg comes back the other way. Kylie Townsend on the right wing. Swung around. Florine to Raina Goley. Left side. She'll toss it back to the right wing. Daniels, that pass deflected by Harris. Shaley corrals it down near the baseline, finds a cutting goalie, gets around O'Brien. No, O'Brien with a block.
Yeah. Raina went too far, and O'Brien made a nice block.
Up the court, Buchanan can't hang on to it. Daniels gets it, and then Buchanan wraps her up, calls a jump ball.
Well, the possession all points to the streaks, but a good steal by Lexi to start that.
10-point Galesburg lead, 31-21, with 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Streaks need to run some offensive sets and get some clean looks. Kayla Townsend finds Raina Goley, right side, on the wing. Looking down low, nothing there. Cross court to Daniels, finds Florine. Left block, spins into the paint. Off the back iron, no good, and a rebound by O'Brien.
Boy, that's the shot we wanted.
Yep.
Just couldn't make it.
Good look for Shaley. And O'Brien has to play a little passive with two fouls. Daniels strips it. It's loose. Teams are tying it up, and it's going to be another jump ball this time with UT. O'Brien and Daniels hit the deck together.
Lexi don't look like it, but boy, she don't give it in. She'll hit the floor and really work at it.
High pass out to O'Brien, throws it right back to Goley. Raina with a steal. Heading the other direction, going toward the right block, throws up the layup, no good, and a blocking foul on O'Brien.
Yeah, typical Raina move, going to her right, stop, cut over to her left, and then they fouled her.
Was attacking O'Brien the entire way through, and Raina will head back to the free throw line.
Yeah, and O'Brien's three. Now she's got three, so we may be able to go to whoever she's guarding more.
Her 13th first. Raina misses the first one. In and out, no good. Miner and Boydston checking in. Kayla and Shaley are going to get a little bit of a breather. Well, Goley now 4 of 5 in this game. Heads back to the line for the back end. It's up good. Puts him that time as Brittany LaFontaine will check in for Maddie Tack. O'Brien also sitting down. No, O'Brien stays out there with three fouls.
Yeah, surprising.
Full court pressure here. May gets around it, bumps by Boydston, bumped a couple times by Kalen. She'll dribble into the corner, finds Harris left wing. Harris throws it to LaFontaine. Daniels throws it away. Knocks it away. It's going to stay with UT.
Just smart defense by Lexi. Anticipating where Harris was going with that pass and knocked it out of bounds.
32-21 your score. 4:39 left to go in this third. They toss it out top for LaFontaine. Picks up her dribble. Now finds Harris. Harris going to calm down. Try to lob it down low for O'Brien. She had a step on Miner, but it's out of her reach and out of bounds.
Yeah, that's Harris's fault, too. You got to know the ability of your teammates and where they are. That pass, O'Brien just couldn't handle.
Goley brings the ball into the front court for the Silver Streak. Picks up a screen, has a clean lane to the bucket. Layup, no good. Rebound on the weak side. Kylie, no good. And this time O'Brien brings it down.
Yeah, they were concerned with the height of the UT.
Harris brings the ball down into the left wing, gets a screen, driving to her right, pulls out the key, now throws it to Buchanan. Lobs it to May. Miner comes over. It's blocked by Boydson, but right there is Brittany LaFontaine to clean up and knock it in.
Yeah, look what I found.
32-23. Scully, 2 points and through her hands, and May comes up with it.
Yeah, Kaylin wanted the ball so quick, then she just wasn't ready to receive it.
Taylor May with a walk as she was trying to get through Kylie Townsell, hanging all over, takes an extra step. Kayla Townsell and Shaylee Corrine will check in. Kylie and Lexi Daniels sit down. Good defense that time by Kylie Townsell.
Yeah, real good defense by Kylie.
32-23. Once again, a 9-point lead for the Silver Streaks. As Scully brings it into the front court. Dobson throws it to Kayla Townsell. She'll take a dribble up top. Lobs it to Florine. To Boydston. Cross-court pass to Goalie on the right wing. She'll dribble in. Little runner with the left hand. Sinks it.
Real nice move that time. She didn't try to take it too far. Made a real good left-handed shot.
10 points now for Raina Goalie. 6 in this quarter. As Brittany LaFontaine picks up her dribble in a bad spot, but finds Harris to come help her out. She'll throw it out top for May. And Goalie intercepts that pass. And fighting with May, they're going to get a foul, I believe. No, and over the back on Taylor May. Goalie fighting with Taylor May. As I think UT faithful have a case here, as I thought that Goalie had knocked that into the backcourt.
Yeah, she did. Almost intercepted the ball. And we were looking for her to maybe go down and lay it up. Well, she didn't. May got the ball back, and they called her for over and back. Don't understand that one.
Tough call for the Panthers, 34-23. Kayla Townsell has it, right side. Daniels all alone in the right corner, begging for the basketball. Florine finds her in 3 seconds in the lane on Kylie Townsell. Standing outside the lane, looks down at her feet, and looks back to the official.
But we got our shooter in the corner all alone. We got to find her. All we have to do is move the ball a little quicker, and we got Lexi. Lexi was wide open.
0-4 pressure here. May bothered, and they're going to get a foul, I believe, on Kylie Townsell reaching in from behind.
Yeah, Kylie almost caught up with her, and wouldn't have committed that foul, but by the time they got into heavy traffic, Kylie got caught grabbing.
Third on Kylie, team fourth. May into the corner. Harris, a quick three. This one off target. Nice rebound that time. Brittany LaFontaine turns around, can't knock it down, and this time Kayla Townsell gets the board. Kayla crosses over into the front court, kicks it to left wing. Daniels open, takes the three, knocks it home.
Well, if we find her, I think we can see a lot more of that.
37-23, your score. 2:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Harris guarded by Kylie Townsell. Takes it up court herself, now picks up a screen from O'Brien, racing into the corner, looking back for O'Brien. It's not there. Finds LaFontaine. Bounce to O'Brien, gets around Florine. No, a foul on Shaylee. I think, don't think she really hit her, but she did bring her hand down in a swinging motion. That's what the officials saw.
And that's right. She made a good play. She didn't foul it, but her hand came down. Official looking, and that's why he made the call.
So O'Brien heads back to the free throw line. She's 1 of 4 from there so far this evening. Really helped the Panthers out if she can knock them home. First one does roll home.
Boy.
Couple of substitutions. Tag comes in for May. Also Camarillo in there. As I'm not sure who exactly sat down. Maybe Coleman. O'Brien hits back to the line. Back end is up. Back iron and in. Although it hit the cable. They called that dead the last time. But gets it to drop home this time around. Daniels in the corner. Throws it back to Goalie out top. Looking for Shaylee. She's all alone now. Bounces it to Daniels. Harris recovers. Daniels bounce pass to Florine. Right block. Spins to her left. Left hand. Knocks it home. That's a great move from Shaylee Florine. Her first points of the second half.
Oh, good move. And then good pass and entry pass by Lexi.
Harris. As a timeout is called by Coach Walker. She didn't like how Harris was struggling to bring the ball up the court against Kayla Townsell.
Yeah, Kayla was going to take the ball away from her. As clever as Harris is, Harris hasn't had anybody on her like Kayla or Kylie.
2:02 remaining third quarter. The Silver Streaks hold a 14-point advantage, 39-25. We'll take a timeout and be right back with the rest of the third quarter on AM 1590 WAIK. AM 1590 WAIK, part of the Prairie Radio Sports Network. I'm Logan Sell alongside Jimmy Carr. 39-25, the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team lead the United Township Panthers. 2:02 left to play in the third quarter. UT basketball after that timeout from Coach Walker. Camarillo brings it to the right wing, now throws it up top. Harris with a shot fake, driving in left side. Little finger roll, no good, and Daniels gets a nice rebound.
Boy, Rex has done a good job rebounding and good defense.
Kayla Townsend, a little out of control of the corner. She'll dribble back out of there and hand off to Raina Gulley. Streaks will run a set. Right side for Daniels. Harris making sure she's right with her every step of the way. Out top for Kayla Townsend. Right wing for Gulley. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Shaylee Foreen underneath. I'm not sure that time. I'm sure the officials got it right. The Streaks have gotten several of those, though, so far tonight.
Yeah, they have. And now they're really looking for it. Most times officials don't pay that much attention, 3 seconds, unless you just plant yourself in there. Right now, they really are looking for it.
Coach Massey talking to one of the officials. He's saying, hey, Shaylee's reestablishing herself and going back in there. We'll see how that call comes out the rest of the way. Tag driving right baseline. Lobs it down low. It's ripped away by Kayla Townsend. Almost traveled with it as she fell to the ground, but gets it off to Florine. Up the court they go. Daniels to Kylie Council. In trouble. Underneath. Gets it to go home.
Good pass and a good athletic move by Kylie.
Great finish by Kylie Council. Tag driving left baseline. Working on Florine. And a travel jump ball are called. Shaylee says she didn't touch it. It's going to be Galesburg basketball anyway. Shaylee's a little upset with that one, but Coach Matthew's saying, hey, let's get back on offense here.
Well, Shaylee had a point, but it's our ball anyway.
Yeah. 41-25, a minute remaining in the third. Kayla Townsend, left wing, throws it to Daniels out top. She'll swing a right side goalie back door. Kayla Townsend, the layup misses, but Kylie's there to clean up and puts it away.
Well, they ran the set play like they should have. Kayla blew it, but Kylie made up for it.
And a pass thrown out of the reach of Tag as UT with an unforced turnover there. 43-25, the Streaks close to pushing this to a 20-point lead.
Yep, just gradually now got control of the game.
40 seconds remaining here. Gulley into the front court. Dribbles to her right. Now swings it left side for Kayla Townsend. Dribbles back out. Now finds Gulley in the corner. Touch pass. Kylie Townsend underneath. Goes up. Strong move and finishes. She had 6 quick points. 45-25, your score.
Yeah, and they got those fouls. They just can't do nothing about it.
Steal underneath. Daniels gets it. She's fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line.
What a steal by Lexi. Real good defense by Lexi.
21 seconds remaining in the third. That foul called on Lexi Coleman, her first. Team second. UT's done a much better job of not fouling here in the second half.
Yeah, and that gives us the opportunity to get some of those inside shots.
Daniels, first free throw in and out and back in. You can tell she's a shooter. She had the roll that time. She's a 75% free throw shooter on the year as Miner and Boydston check in for Gulley and Kylie Townsend. 21 seconds remaining. The back end remaining here for Lexi Daniels. And it's up. Good. Nothing but net that time. 47-25. Harris brings the ball up the court herself. 17 seconds to go. Finds a seam driving in left side. And they're going to get a foul, I believe, on Boydston.
It's
going to be Kaylin's third. Before the shot, May will inbound with 14 seconds to go. Looking for Harris. So throw down top for Brittany LaFontaine. Back to May underneath, working on Kayla Townsend. Off the glass, no good. Florine with a nice board. She's tied up, and she'll dribble out of there.
Nice rebound and a good out left pass.
Finds Minard all alone. A little rushed on the shot, and that time May gets a rebound. UT is not going to get a shot off before the buzzer as the third quarter comes to an end. Galesburg now in control. 47-25, your score. After 24 minutes, we'll take a break and come back with your fourth quarter on AM 1590 WAIK. AM 1590 WAIK, welcome back to Galesburg High School Basketball. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Jimmy Carr. With 8 minutes remaining in this contest, the Galesburg Silver Streaks have stretched out to a 22-point lead over the United Township Panthers, 47-25, Jimmy.
Yeah, and it wasn't a big run by the Streaks where they scored, had a long run of 8 to 10, 12 points in a row. What they did was just gradually play good defense, make their shots, and increase their lead to the 22 that they have. Good job, good solid job by the Streaks, outscoring them 19-6 in the third quarter. Getting strictly command of the third, and now they just got to keep it going.
We have an issue here with some medical attention being given to one of the fans. We'll keep it here for just a moment. 8 minutes to go in this one. Quick look at your Subway scoreboard. Hey, Jimmy, Quincy holds a 2-point lead over Allman with a minute remaining, 37-35.
Wow. You and I have a little bet going on that one. I just thought Allman could hang in there and beat Quincy. Quincy must have turned this thing around because they're playing a lot better basketball. Moline is in trouble. They got some people out, just not playing good right now, even with Coach Ford. But by the same token, Quincy must be playing a lot better basketball.
All right, folks, we're going to step away while our injured fan gets attended to. We'll come back in just a moment. Drake's trying to finish this one out against United Township. 47-25 at the start of the fourth on AM 1590 WAIK. We're back in action on AM 1590 WAIK. 47-25 UT basketball here. Gilbert with the 22-point edge. An extended timeout. Fan with an issue attended to by the EMTs. Great job by everyone. They come, great, roll him out of the stretcher, but he seemed to be in good spirits.
Yeah, and that was a nice shot comeback by UT.
Was that Harris?
Keith.
Matty tagged with the layup that time, and it's 47-27. 20-point lead for the Silver Streaks. Out top, Kylie Townsend dribbles, now finds goalie. Streaks going to run something new as UT switch to a man-to-man.
Now you can run a set.
Mm-hmm. Got to run a put some pressure on. Kylie Townsend dribbles through left, guarded by Buchanan, spins away from some trouble, throws it back to Florine, cross-court to Daniels in the corner, back to Kayla. She'll throw it out top for goalie. Streaks killing some clock here, going to run a new play. Kylie Townsend, left wing, looking out top. She'll dribble herself to her left, is wrapped up that time by May. Oh, and they call it jump ball. I thought they might get away from that one for a little bit, but May did enough to force the jump. Still Gilbert basketball.
Yeah, Streaks ball. They do a good job. They got quick hands, and they do a good job in tying us up when we penetrate too far.
Kayla Townsend, two inbound, finds her sister Kylie. It's through her hands, and Buchanan comes up with a steal.
That was kind of a little sneaky play there. And Buchanan had it all the way.
May lobs it to O'Brien, gets it, throws one up at the basket. Florine gets the rebound.
Good rebound by Sheila.
Kind of an awkward position for O'Brien as she struggles to come down with it. We're going to get a foul on May. Kayla Townsend hesitating and letting May come fly by her. Well, she didn't really fly by. She flew into her.
Yeah, well, Kayla stopped on a dime. I didn't think she'd be able to stop like that and would travel. But, boy, she stopped quick.
30-second timeout by Coach Walker. We'll keep it here for a Tinkham's Electric timeout. 47-27, 6:32 remaining as the Gilbert Silver Streaks in control. In against UT, just got to close out strong.
Yeah, you don't want a sloppy fourth quarter. You got a 20-point lead. You want to keep running the things that got you that 20, getting good shots, taking the right shot, and playing good, smart defense. You don't want to get sloppy here.
Well, that was just a quick Tinkham's Electric timeout. Go to tinkhamselectric.com to find a contractor you can trust. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Jimmy Carr. We're from the United Township Girls Gymnasium. Gilbert with a 20-point edge right now, 47-27. Inbound to Florine Shaley, all alone on the right side, and she has an easy layup for herself.
Yeah, good job by Kayla taking it out.
May bumped down the court, gets it to tag in the corner. Over to Harris, driving to her left, throws up a tough shot with Florine going for the swap. Kayla Townsend gets it, falls down, but falls right into the lap of Florine, and the Streaks head the other way. Goalie, right side, driving, stops, throws it out top for Kayla. Back to goalie, right wing, as UT shifts back. Well, no, they're back in their man-to-man. It just didn't look like everyone had picked up their man at first.
Yeah, Raina had a shot, but Coach Master wants them to run an offense, and that's why she didn't take it.
Buchanan on goalie, finds Kylie Townsend.
Oh, good pass. Kylie should have took it to the basket.
She'll bounce it back out for Kayla Townsend. Swung out top for Raina. Tariq's really chewing some clock. Under five, chewing some clock. 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. And I'm all sorts of mixed up here, Jimmy. They find Kylie Townsend underneath, and she is fouled on her way to the basket.
Yep, that's what they were trying to do, is run a set instead of, they've had some open shots. But Coach Massey wants them to run that offense and work at that. And they did, and they got the shot they wanted, and Kylie got fouled.
Foul on Tag, her third, team fourth. Kylie knocks home the first free throw. Streaks have been deadly from the line so far on this one.
Boy, good streaks for shooting, all of them.
She knocks in both. 51-27. Inbound to May. May has Kayla Townsend knocking away from behind, and then she fouls Kayla right away.
Kylie and Kaylee both do that so well, coming up from behind and knocking it away, and with their speed, 9 times out of 10, they can recover the ball.
Fourth on May, team's fifth. Kayla Townsend inbounds to Raina Gulley. Behind the back, dribble in the backcourt. As the pressure is on, she finds Kayla Townsend. Dribbles it herself, throws it to Florine. Little 12-footer is good. Nice jump shot from Shaley.
Oh, nice pass and a good shot. The shot that we'll see next year when she's in college.
May going hard towards Florine. Her layup no good. O'Brien gets the board and is blocked. And Gulley comes down with that rebound. Is in trouble. O'Brien comes up with it. Hands it to Harris. Layup good.
Yeah, that's just good hustle by UT.
Reyna behind the back once again. Trying to get out of the double team. Throws it back to Kylie Townsend. Kylie brings it into the front court. Finds her sister on the left wing. Kayla stops. Picks up her dribble. Oh, well, they didn't call it. Everyone kind of lost track of that one. They hand off to Raina Gulley back near the timeline. Streaks will take it. 4:40 left to go. Underneath, Raina Gulley all alone. Layup good.
Nice pass by Kayla to Raina.
Kayla Townsend near the volleyball line with a nice bullet of a pass to Raina Gulley, who's man kind of lost her in transition. You can tell UT just a little unfamiliar playing this man defense.
Yep, they don't like it. They rather play the zone.
May underneath tries to feed O'Brien cutting to the basket, but O'Brien was looking the other direction. It's a steal. Gulley has it up the court quickly. Kayla Townsend hesitates and puts it home. Excuse me, Kylie Townsend, as Kayla sent it to her underneath.
Yeah, good job. She adjusted herself and made a good shot.
4 minutes left, 57-29. Jada Harris out top. Gets the screen, looking for O'Brien, lobs it to her. No, Gulley ties up with her, and it's going to stay with United Township. But that's that lob pass to O'Brien. The Streaks are ready for it now.
Yeah, Reyna anticipated that ball coming in. Got in there, didn't foul it, just made the right, correct defensive play.
A couple of subs coming in. Coleman, Brittany LaFontaine, and Camarillo. Also, O'Brien stays out there along with Harris. Harris has it. Right wing, guarded by Kylie Townsend. In trouble, and they're going to call a hand check on Kylie. That's her fourth. Yeah. Team seventh, Allison Harris in line for a 1-1.
Kylie was guarding it a little too close, and she's coming out now, and Kaylin is coming in.
Boydston will come in. Also, Minor and the Townsend twins will sit down with 3:47 remaining. 57-29 your score. 28-point advantage now for the Silver Streaks.
It's good to see Minor in there with Shayla. That gives us a pretty big post player down low, and we may need that when we play some of these other teams. It's going to be pretty big, especially Saturday and Monday.
First free throw good from Harris. Like I said, she's an 82% free throw shooter. Second one, no good. Ah, the broadcaster works. Jinx works both ways. Coleman on the wing, throws it to Camarillo, loses it, but then comes up with it. She'll throw it to Harris out top, and UT's going to reset. Really using a lot of clock, though, for to be trailing by 27. Harris throws up a three. It's no good. Rebound, spot four. O'Brien takes away from Minor, and then a foul called on Florine underneath.
They're going to call on poor Shaley, and actually the foul was on Minor.
Well, let's see who they throw it up. Oh, they do call it on Emily Minor.
Oh, okay.
Shaley was acting like they called it on her.
Minor did foul it.
Sage Milroy checks in for the first time tonight. The 5'7 junior, Lexi Daniels, will sit down. Also, another 5'7 junior, Ellen Junk, comes in for Shaley Florine. Well, just as you mentioned, good to see Meyer and Florine on the floor at the same time. But Massey switches it up on you.
Yeah, he heard me.
Bernie Fontaine, first free throw, good. She'll get another attempt. 57-31 your score, 3:27 left to go. Marina Gulley, the only starter left on the court for the Streaks. Fontaine's up, in and out, no good. Allie Gates, who checked in, gets the board and puts it away. Good, 57-33. Boyce in the backcourt, finds Junk. Junk needs to get it across half court to Milroy. Long pass up the court to Gulley, out of her reach, and intercepted by UT. Gates brings the ball up the court herself, hands off to Coleman. Coleman dribbles out top, a little confusion here for the Streaks defense. Now Coleman swings it to Camarillo, left wing. 3 minutes remaining. Camarillo dribbles off her foot, But LaFontaine comes up with it. Brittany LaFontaine spins. Excuse me, that's the other LaFontaine, Brandy.
Steal by Reyna.
Reyna tries to swing it to Poyston. Camarillo loses it out of bounds, and it's going to be Galesburg basketball. Reyna and Camarillo both hit the deck pretty hard in that series of events.
Yeah, Reyna actually stole the ball, and then Kalen couldn't get the handle on it, and it became a scramble.
Poyston inbounds to Gully. Pressured by Brandy LaFontaine, they're going to get her with a foul. They didn't want to call it. They were letting it go, but she just kind of got too much to where you have to.
That's only the 16th foul by your team.
Backcourt once again for Gully. Hey. Brings it up right side. Bounce pass to Minard. Swung around out top. Gully once again. To Milroy, right wing. She'll take the three. It's no good. Junk fighting for the rebound. At that time, it's Brandy LaFontaine who comes up with it. Camarillo takes it the other way, drives right side, gets down to the block, and has it knocked away by Boydston. Comes up with it, but she's double-teamed, and a foul called on Gully.
Yeah,
Reyna can't believe it.
On the line. That's what Reyna's talking about. She was on the line.
Going to be the second foul on Reyna, team ninth. She'll check out. Kearney Cruz gets her first appearance for the evening.
Reyna played well tonight. She played like Reyna can play.
Camarillo heads to the free throw line. Good on the first. UT shooting the ball well from the free throw line in the second half. They're only 1 of 4 in the first half. They've done a much better job down the stretch. Of course, it's come, but the game really out of reach.
Yeah, and the right people at the line. They got some at the line. I got to believe he said.
Junk gets the board off of the bad free throw, throws it to Milroy. Boyston up the court, Minard. Minard looking for Cruz, tosses it to her all alone. Back to Minard. Journey needs to be a little more selfish there, but a foul is called on UT.
Yeah, Journey should have shot that ball. And that was a nice pass by Minard to her, but yet she threw it right back to Minard.
Foul on Coleman, her second, team seventh. Minard will shoot two. Back iron no good on the first. She's a 48% free throw shooter this year.
She don't get to the line that much, but that's got to improve because she will be at the line more.
Off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes to Brandy LaFontaine. Racing right side, bounce pass to Coleman on the left block, no good. Brandy LaFontaine gets her own board, gets the board, throws it up, no good. Allie Gates puts it back in. It is good. That clean up buckets for Gates.
Yeah.
Off the court, Milroy. As she is fouled by Brittany LaFontaine, the LaFontaine sisters, at 5'11 and 5'10, a sophomore, excuse me, a junior and a freshman. That's the third on Brittany LaFontaine. Milroy shooting a 1-1, good on the first. Sage is now 3-3 on the year from the line.
Yeah, she'll make them. She'll be a good free throw shooter. Good mechanics, and she's got a nice touch.
Back end up, good for Milroy. 59-36 your score. Brandy LaFontaine seems to be a ball handler for this UT team and handle it. Tosses it to her sister. Now back to Brandy. Right block as it's stripped by Boydston. Kalen gets the steal up the court to Minard. Kind of out of her reach. It's knocked away out of bounds and going to be UT basketball. 1:32 remaining. 59-36. Bench getting some action for both teams. Camarillo with a nice crossover. Stops and throws it high post for Gates. The shot no good. Gets her own board. Can't put it back up. That time she does. It's no good. And rebounded by Boyson. Boyson racing the other direction. Throws it up. No good. Minard fighting. Gets the rebound. Tosses it over to Junk. She finds Boyson. She'll stop and take the 15-footer. Left corner and knocks it down.
I thought that. You don't see Kalen take too many shots, but nice hustle, knock one down.
61-36, under a minute to go. Camarillo, top of the key. Crossing over, gets the screen, drives to her right. Hands off into the corner for Brandy LaFontaine. Brandy takes the dribble inside, now tosses it to Gates. Right block, dribbles off her foot. No dribble off the foot of Cruz. Is going to stay with UT. Checking in for the first time, Tristan Price for the Panthers, 5'4 junior. Price inbounds it to Coleman, right wing, She'll take a dribble, hands off to Price in the corner. Back out top for Gates. Gates dribbles, back down to Coleman, right corner, 36 seconds. Driving baseline, has a seam, and fouled by Milroy. As there was a definite bump there, that's going to send Coleman to the line.
Yeah. Sage pushed her out of bounds.
First foul on Sage Milroy, team 10th, so we're in the double bonus. Alexis Coleman will shoot a pair. 34 seconds to go, 61-36 your score. As the Silver Streaks really came out in the second half and took care of business. First free throw no good from Coleman.
Yeah, we picked up a few fouls in this, but they were hustling fouls. We played strong in-your-face defense.
Back in from Coleman. Very, very long, deliberate. Oh, Miner gets a block that time. Gates got the rebound, put it back up, and Miner threw it almost off the court. UT comes up with it. Brittany LaFontaine, left wing, throws it high post. Gates, little sky hook from 15 feet out, no good. He proves the rebound. Cruz tosses it to Boyston. Up the court, Miner, 13 seconds to work with. Ooh, and a foul that time on Gates. Trying to draw the charge, but her feet went out from under her and gave her away.
Yeah, 11 seconds to go. You don't want to, she could have gotten hurt there.
I think, I'm not sure, but I think it was Gates the last time these two teams played who hit the deck hard several plays, but he got up quick.
Yeah.
But she's not afraid to sacrifice the body out there, of course.
No, well, they all those kids play with a lot of physicality.
Miner shooting a 1-1, knocks down the first. Emily now 1 of 3 from the line this evening, 11.9 seconds remaining. Her first point of the ball game. Back end is up, no good. Rebound underneath by UT. Brittany LaFontaine finds Price. 8 seconds to go. Tristan Price pulls up, will take the three off the backboard. No good. There's a scramble for the loose ball, and they're going to call a jump ball with 0.1 second on the clock.
Where were we?
We have seen some strange calls. They called a 5-second call with 1 second remaining.
Oh, we're done.
The streaks were tripped out at the end. 62-36. Gillsburg going to inbound this one and walk out with their 19th victory of the year as they move to 19-1 and 5-1 in the Western Big Six. UT drops to 10-10 and 3-4 in conference play. 62-36, that's your final. Gillsburg with the win here from United Township High School. We're going to take a break, come back with your Packing House postgame show, hand out your IHWCU player of the game, and take a look at the Subway scoreboard. That's all coming up. Once again, 62-36, Gillsburg defeats United Township on AM 1590 WAIK. Welcome back to AM 1590 WAIK, part of the Prairie Radio Sports Network. I'm Logan Sell, joined by Jimmy Carr here on the Packing House postgame show. The Gillsburg Silver Streaks to defeat the United Township Panthers 62-36.
You know, they haven't found your shooter is open a lot, and they forget her number, don't they?
I think so, that they must think that Lexi's the one with the twin. And
maybe. My goodness, she's open.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I think what happened is once they had to start subbing, I think 22 is a good player,
yeah,
a good defensive player. And she would, you could tell, was communicating, trying to, you know, let somebody else know where she was at. But I think too often she was with people that really didn't get the concept, fortunately for us.
Yeah.
If Lexi had shot decently, she would have had 30 to me.
That's what I was expecting her to come up with some. Okay, we're back here with our coach. And, Coach, I've
already given all my good quotes off the air.
I think we're on for some of it.
I've got a limited amount of resources.
Anyway, 12, you outscored them 34-17 in the second half. First half, looked like to me that zone kind of had us bottled up a little bit.
Well, I don't know if you agree. I thought we were getting what we wanted. We just weren't making shots and then frustrated with it. I thought we did better against the zone of getting the ball inside to Shea than we have. I'm not sure. You know, I'll have to look at the tape. The number of 3-second calls that they were making was that was unusual.
Yeah, we haven't had that a lot. Shayla's down low and never hardly gets that. You think you start all the guards, and that might happen more, but you haven't had that. Do you work at making sure they stay out of that lane?
Evidently not hard enough.
How about the way you played, though, in the third quarter? You come out, that's such an important quarter in any basketball game, and you outscored them 19-6 in the third. What was the big thing that got your ball club rolling in the third?
I agree with you. You know, we were up 9, and then you knew, and we talked about it at halftime, that in the first half they'd gotten in so much foul trouble, and everybody in the gym that was for East Moline had said something to the refs at one point or the other about fouls. And sure enough, in the first 45 seconds, they called 3 fouls on us and thought, oh, no, you know, here we go. But I thought, you know, we hit a 3. I thought offensively we just moved the ball and got good shots, and so I thought it made a difference.
What about the way you played defense tonight against an athletic team? They are a better team than we saw in Galesburg. Were you pleased the way you played your man-to-man?
Yeah, definitely, because I think watching them on tape, the biggest improvement was they were much more organized. They ran a couple nice sets and stuff, and I thought I would bet in the games I've seen on tape, you know, saw 3 or 4 of their games over the last, 3 weeks of that they played, I would bet, you know, percentage-wise, you know, that they were probably running a set maybe close to 50% of the time, where at the beginning of the year, it was 5% of the time. And I thought our defense, that it ended up, they were running sets today, I thought they got into stuff maybe 10% of the time.
Now, your ball club's coming off of a tough loss, your first loss on the year, your first loss in the Western Big Six. To face UT, what about the reaction that your team, was this what you wanted, what you expected, the way this team played tonight coming back, having not played in 7 days?
Yeah, I mean, definitely what we wanted. You know, you and I as adults and other people can look and see, okay, you win 18 straight and you lose one game. And it's like, your confidence shouldn't be rattled that you still know what you can do. But, you know, in sports, confidence is a fragile thing. And so you come up here, and as a coach, you know, you realize we could lose this game, but you got to end up then just move on. But fortunately, you know, that wasn't something we had to deal with. And so, you know, hopefully that kind of gets a little bit of loss out of our mouth.
Now, you play at the Field House Saturday. You play Lincoln Way. What kind of team will you be seeing Saturday morning?
Both of them aren't the strongest teams we've played. Lincoln Way spreads the floor. They'll want to do a lot like what Vandalia did at the Christmas tournament of spread the floor, drive, and cut to get open. And Rockford Auburn is a team that just wants to get up and press and run and everything. So we'll have challenges there, I'm sure.
Why are you playing at the Field House rather than Field?
Well, the way we committed is that the second weekend we get to use Field all the way, and then with the boys tournament there, we sandwich in one of our games there, and otherwise there. But we try to set it up where we've got a spread as far as the games, and so that's part of it.
We'll see you at the Field House.
Thank you.
That's Coach Evan Massey, 19-1 on the year, 5-1 in the Western Big Six. On our way to maybe having that fateful meeting on February 22nd, I believe, against a team called the Rock Island Rock.
Before the 22nd.
15th, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Right. It's in there. 22nd is when we're getting into regional play. But
okay.
Well, folks, you can tell we run a tight ship in this operation here on the Packing House Postgame Show. Also, you heard our little on-air incident. You also didn't notice Jimmy and I talking off the air before the game about taping up our sign and how embarrassing it would be for that to fall down in the middle of things. Well, in the middle of that interview with Coach Massey, the sign did fall down. So we're just on top of it tonight at the Prairie Radio Sports Network.
Well, when Evan comes up here, he confuses me.
62-36, once again, your final let's take a look at some stats tonight. Galesburg led in scoring by Shaylee Florine with 14 points and Kylie Townsell with 14 points. Shaylee, 6 of 6 from the line. Kylie, 4 of 6, continuing the theme of very good free throw shooting that throughout this entire game for everyone. 12 points for Raina Goley, 5 of 6 from the line, 1 3-pointer. 11 points for Lexi Daniels, 3 triples and 2 of 2 at the line. 6 points for Kayla Townsell, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. 2 points for Kaylin Boyson, 2 for Sage Milroy, both at the charity stripe. And Emily Miner with a 1 point coming from the free throw line. The streaks as a unit were 24 of 32 from the line, good for 75%. They knocked in 4 3-pointers. Nice to see them rebound after a game where they didn't hit any 3-pointers. But that free throw shooting, so crucial. And one where the streaks didn't really shoot the ball well in the first half, but they got to the line and knocked in the free throws.
You bet. And that can keep you in the ball game, or it can take you out of a game when you can't hit those free throws. And we will be playing some tight games. And I said earlier in the year, and I thought, well, maybe I made a boo-boo, that we would be a good free throw shooting team. Well, I think we are. Coach Massey came back and said, it depends on who's at the line. But when you got some your big girl, big man in the center, is shooting free throws like Shaylee Florine is shooting them. And then you know Lexi's one of the best free throw shooters around. And then the other kids just seem to be picking up. The twins are shooting it, especially Kylie is shooting her free throws a lot better. And they're going to have to because they're so doggone active. They're going to get, they'll be at the line a lot more. So if we can keep that going, you're right. That could keep us in a ball game. But overall, though, as Coach Massey said, I think our ball club, I was just concerned talking to you about it. You knew I was concerned about the way we played, how good we would play coming back after that loss, and how good UT is playing here at home in their gym. They're an athletic team. They're certainly an improved team. And yet we came back and did the things we had to do.
Yeah, great to see that effort from the streaks tonight. And a lot of it was effort, making those extra plays, forcing a lot of turnovers by United Township, who could just never really find an offensive rhythm because of that.
Yeah, no, we did. And that's why our defense, maybe we took up and say, hey, if Rock Island can play defense in your face like they did, we can do the same thing, and we certainly can. And I think when we, if we face them again, we can show that. But we keep rolling in the conference. I don't know who's coming up next. I was looking for my schedule, and I think Allman maybe the next Western Big Six game.
I believe you're right.
And it's still going to be a fight, night in and night out. There's about 3 teams that you know are capable. Moline won't be down that long, I don't think. Coach Ford is too good of a coach, and if he can get those kids healthy again, he'll be back and be competitive.
All right, let's take a look at the stats for the United Township Panthers. They were led in scoring by Jada Harris. 9 points for her, including 2 from beyond the arc. 7 for Riley O'Brien. 6 for Maddie Tagg. 4 points for Allie Gates. 3 for Brittany LaFontaine. 1 for Sandra Camarillo. And 6 for Dabby Buchanan. Had a good first half. Kind of trailed off after that as the UT Panthers knocked in 2 3-pointers and finished 6 of 16 from the line. Well, this is the Packing House postgame show. Stop by for a variety of hand-cut certified Angus steak or fresh seafood. There's always something to enjoy at the Packing House in Galesburg. Time to hand out our hardware for Player of the Game, brought to you by IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. Jimmy, who's your pick tonight?
Well, I think she's walking off the court now. I'm looking at her. She's going to bounce back. She handles herself well. She's a senior. She got shut out at Rock Island, and a lot of players get shut out. Their Dobbers was down for 5 or 6 games. Not Lexi. She came back, shot the ball much better, and if we could have gotten the ball to her, as Coach Brass and I were talking, thinking we were off there. But if you could have gotten the ball to her more, she would have been able to knock down even more shots. And she played great defense. Lexi can fool you on defense. You know how well the twins and how well Raina is smart playing defense. Well, Lexi, she'll fool you. She'll steal that ball. I think she probably led us in steals tonight. She played real good defense and got some stuff off the board. So Lexi Daniels is my player of the game.
IHMVCU player of the game goes to Lexi Daniels. I agree. Great all-around effort from Lexi. Well, would like to point out this game brought to you by Dennis Twitty of State Farm, providing quality services while building trusted personal relationships. For your insurance needs, call Dennis Twitty State Farm office at 309-342-3115. Next up on the schedule is the Galesburg Martin Luther King Tournament. Girls basketball starts 11 a.m. Saturday. Galesburg taking on Lincoln Way Central at the Fieldhouse. Also, Quincy Notre Dame and Auburn taking on, squaring off, I believe, at Churchill Junior High. The original schedule said Lombard. I believe they switched that to Churchill. 3 o'clock, Lincoln Way Central and QND will play in the Fieldhouse. And at 3:30, Galesburg and Rockford Auburn will square off at Field Gymnasium. Of course, a couple other games going on at Morton and Peoria High. Then on Monday, Galesburg has another game taking on Quincy Notre Dame. The Raiders coming to Field Gymnasium at 2 o'clock following the boys' game against, who is it that day? I believe they're playing Manuka at noon.
Ah, that'll be good. I can talk to Coach Tanaka and see what's going on in his world up north in the Burbs.
All right, three games in the MLK tournament before the next Western Big Six matchup at Alvin on Thursday. Well, a quick look at your Subway scoreboard before we wrap things up. Quincy with another win in Western Big Six play. Two in a row now for the Blue Devils. 37-36, they defeat Alvin in a tight one down in Quincy. And Rock Island keeps things rolling. They run over Moline 53-27, your final on that one, as the Rocks still hold a lead in this conference at 6-0 in league play.
Well, they're going to be tough to beat. They really got it going.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap things up on your Packing House postgame show. Once again, your final this evening, 62-36. For Ann Begley, our producer-engineer at the station, doing a great job, as always. For Jimmy Carr, I'm Logan Sell. This has been Galesburg High School Basketball on AM 1590 WAIK. Once again, your final, 62-36, Galesburg defeats UT on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good evening.